This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Some areas in Italy are facing a rapid increase in coronavirus positives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A virologist working in Milan tells the AP the nation has 2 weeks to stop the rising rate of transmission of coronavirus, or it risks following in the footsteps of European neighbours, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. Italian health officials have declared that the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, saying the surge, which hit pandemic highs of new daily infections this week, is not the result of record testing, as policymakers have suggested, but a sign of a real return among the population most at risk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A densely populated northern Greek region went into a new coronavirus lockdown Friday after scores of new infections this month. Greece's public protection agency said the curbs will remain in place until October 29th in the Kozani region, home to some 150,000 inhabitants. In a statement, it said, quote, masks are compulsory in all indoor working areas and outdoors. All gatherings are suspended and movement outside the region is prohibited, end quote. The order shuts most businesses, including restaurants, cinemas, courts, retail shops, hair salons, and gymnasiums. Schools will remain open, however, unlike in the first wave national lockdown in March. As Italian health officials declare the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, a virologist on the front line in the Lombard capital Milan tells the Associated Press, Italy has 2 weeks to stop the spread or risks, quote, following in the footsteps, end quote, of European neighbors, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. He says already in Milan, the number of patients who are elderly or have other risk factors is growing. This is VOA News. Human challenge trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines where volunteers are deliberately infected with the disease could become a reality after a British biotech firm said it was in advanced talks with the government to create and provide strains of the virus. The trials aim to speed up the process of determining the efficacy of a vaccine candidate. If agreed, this would involve creating a human challenge study model that could be used should such trials gain ethical and safety approval from regulators. With the U.S. presidential election less than 3 weeks away, Republican incumbent Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden went at it from a distance in dueling town halls Thursday night. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
It was an unconventional night in presidential politics.
I'm president. I have to see people.
The words of a president matter.
President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden were at separate nationally broadcast town halls simultaneously. The president was in Miami on NBC.
I've done a great job. We had the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. The vaccines are coming out soon.
Biden was in Philadelphia on ABC.
In politics, grudges don't work. They're not. They make no sense. I really mean it.
The dueling town halls came about after Trump contracted COVID-19 and balked at a change to a virtual format for the debate that was scheduled Thursday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran issued a new warning to neighboring Armenia and Azerbaijan Friday after stray fire from their conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region wounded one person on the Iranian side of the border. The foreign ministry spokesman tweeted, quote, if there is any repetition of such fire, the Islamic Republic of Iran will not remain indifferent, end quote. The tweet did not specify which side Tehran held responsible for the latest fire. A total of 10 rockets hit villages in an Iranian border county, wounding one person and destroying a building, Iran's official IRNA news agency reported. While there's been an ongoing back and forth between the United States and China, the U.S.'s northern neighbor is also experiencing rising tensions with China. The Chinese ambassador to Canada warned the Trudeau government Thursday not to grant asylum to Hong Kong residents fleeing a widely criticized national security law imposed by Beijing. Ambassador Zhong Peiwu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Malaysian police questioned Anwar Ibrahim Friday over his push to topple the government and become prime minister, with the opposition leader slamming the investigation as, quote, political harassment. The veteran politician announced last month he'd garnered enough support from MPs to seize power. This by remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.